Pirkei Deblazer, Perek Zayin. This perek is a continuation of the discussion of the fourth day of creation. Last week we spoke, last perek we spoke about more focused on the sun. Be'ezer Hashem, this perek is going to focus more about things that have to do with the moon. And we're going to see different things about the moon in this perek.
Yeah, we discussed them last time I was here.
Yeah, astronomical. This is more from an astronomical and astrological point of view. So we'll continue speaking about the moon. We're going to start about the moon over here. So, says the Medrash. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus, Rabbi Akiva. All these rabbis, Hayu Yoishvin Medarshin al Moilad Halavana. They were sitting and they were expounding about the topic of the Moilad of the Levana. We'll see exactly what the Moilad of the Levana is. But just a historical point that the Radal says over here is that it can't be that all of these rabbis were sitting together and discussing this. Because Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. And Rabbi Shmuel was either a contemporary or a student of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are somewhat out of place. Because if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer, was here, it's very unlikely that Rabbi Akiva would be here. Because Rabbi Akiva only became a Talmud Chacham presumably after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had already died. So the appearance of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is somewhat problematic. The Radal says you could say that the Rabbi Shmuel that's mentioned here is a different Rabbi Shmuel than usual. It's not the Stam Rabbi Shmuel, but it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was the Kohen Gadol, the last Kohen Gadol of the Churban by the Churban by Sheni. So he could be a contemporary of these people. Seder Derus says that maybe it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Chanina. Okay, whatever. It's a little bit of a historical point over here that the Radal makes. Another point he makes is that the Medrash says Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, and then it says Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus. So why is Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch mentioned before Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus? In the Mishnah, in Maseches Avos, in Perek Beis, when it talks about the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so there it mentions Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus before Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. So why over here does it put Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch before Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus? So Radal says, because Pirkei de Eliezer is written by Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to write his name first amongst the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he put his name second as opposed to first. So he switched the order from the order of the Mishnah. But so anyway, otherwise, they were sitting and they were darshaning about the Moilad HaLavana. That's the Moilad HaLavana is the time that the moon is visible at the beginning of the astronomical month. I have some pictures over here of the way it works. This is a somewhat famous picture over here. It appears in the Sefer Nechmad V'Noyim from Rabbi David Ganz, who is a Talmud of the Marshal and the Ramah. What he's trying to show in this picture is that the sun, this is the sun, and these are different stages of where the moon could possibly be. The sun is always going to be shining at half of the moon, and the other half of the moon will be left in the dark. Whatever is facing the sun is illuminated by the light of the sun, and whatever is not facing the sun is not illuminated by the light of the sun. It's very hard for you to understand what this picture is saying, because it's not in 3D, it's only in 2D. But over here, what?
How does he know that there's a dark side of the moon? How does he know the moon is spinning?
Maybe everybody was talking about that. Until the astronauts actually went on the moon and actually explored the dark side of the moon, maybe there was all sorts of crazy theories about what was going on the dark side of the moon. So before 1969, when the astronauts first went on the moon, they said there was life on the moon, there was this, there was that, but now they know, you know.
Yeah.
That it's boring there.
And cold.
Starbucks.
And a Chabad. And also, so basically what it is that in order for us to see the moon, you need two things to happen. You need the sun to be shining at that part of the moon, and then us to be able to see that part of the moon. Right? So these pictures over here sort of illustrate that point. Let's say, right? You have, depending on where the guy is standing, he can see only a certain part of the white. The white is the part that's facing the sun. This orange ball is the sun. This safer, by the way,
what's the blue?
What, the blue is the earth.
Mm.
Yeah, it was earth all along. This sefer is written, is called Shvili Derekia, Shvili Deyarcha, written by a person named Rabbi Avram Yaakov Goldmintz, the big machacham in the mirror, who happens to be a fourth cousin of mine. So yeah, pass around the sefer.
Now in the new moon, the earth is the moon is between the earth and the sun.
Yes, usually, always.
In a full moon, the earth is between the sun and the moon.
The earth is between the sun and the moon.
In a full moon.
That way. You can see the sun entire.
You're on the dark side of the earth, and the moon is getting the sunlight.
At night.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't see the moon, Bichal. No, you see all of it.
Yeah, you see all of it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, Akopanos, we'll get more into this in the coming moments. But the Medrash starts off with a drush over here. So the Yoishim Medrashim al Moed La Lavana V'Amru, and they said, or the other Girsa is V'Amru Dover Echad, and all of them said one thing. They all said the same, unanimously said the same Vart. B'Dvar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivru'u Hashemayim L'Chvayin Kisei Malchusay. With the word of Hashem, the heavens were created as the appropriate place, for the throne of his malchus, his kingship. Shenemar says the pasuk, "Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu." With the word of Hashem, the heaven was created. Akol b'tzva shamayim, but the legions of the heavens, yigiyos harbe nemar ba. There were many yigiyos. There were many toilings that Hashem had to do. It wasn't created with just like one Dvar Hashem. And that's what the Medrash is bothered by. It's sort of a contradiction between Psukim. One says, B'dvar Hashem, and the other one says, Baruch Piv, which sounds like multiple creations. So how do we answer that? One is talking about the heavens itself, and one is talking about the legions of the heavens, meaning the celestial bodies. May also Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Nofach Baruch Nishmas Piv V'nivru'u Kol Tzva Shemayim B'vas Achas. Remember, Baruch Piv Kol Tzva. When Hashem created the Shemayim, so it was one Dvar, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the word of Hashem, the Shemayim was created. But when we talk about the Tzva Shemayim, so Hashem sort of breathed a life into the celestial bodies. And the way the Marzu, which again on this parak was written by Rav Binyamin Diskin, the father of the Maril Diskin.
Also
this parak. So he explains that the Mefarshim say that the Tzva Shemayim, meaning the sun and the moon, the Kechavim, they're not just crude physical entities, but they also sort of have a neshama or a nefesh. They're sort of living creatures in certain ways. So that's what it means. Hashem was nafach baruch nishmas piv. So that's why he uses a different lashon of baruch piv kol tzva. And the Medrash says that Hashem did yigiyos harbe. The Radal points out that that's lav dafka, because Hashem could create everything in a split second. He doesn't really need yigiyos harbe. Hashem could do whatever he wants. It's just a mashal for us to understand what does it mean yigiyos harbe, that Hashem did it sort of in multiple stages, in multiple steps, because each one has its own life force. Fine. Says the Medrash, Kol ha-kaychavim u'shnei ha-ma'ayreis, Kol ha-kaychavim v'ha-mazalais u'shnei ha-ma'ayreis, nivru'u b'schilas ilayel revi. All of the stars and the constellations and the two luminaries, meaning the sun and the moon, were created at the beginning of the night of the fourth day of creation, meaning Tuesday night. Right? That's the beginning of Yom Revi. V'leikodam zelo zeb elishtei yidayis shah. And this one did not come before this one, except for 2/3 of an hour. Meaning the sun was created 2/3 of an hour before the moon. The Marzu and the other Mefarshim have a long arichos to explain that idea that the sun was created 2/3 of an hour before the moon, and the implications that that might have on trying to calculate the Moilad based on the Moilad of the time of Priyas Olam, but we're not going to get into that because it is too complicated for us.
Is this not holding like that which Bereishis Rabba said, that they were all made at the same time and just like placed into the world?
Yeah, there's a Bereishis Rabba that says that they were both created at the same time.
I believe that the Bereishis Rabba says that God created everything at the same time, and over the course of all the days, he just, like, put it into the world.
No, maybe this means when did he put it into the world, if you're going like that.
Where was it before then?
Good question. I am not a Makubal.
And if you're saying that it wasn't in the world, then it was in the upper world. Or wasn't in any world. And if it wasn't, then it was just in Kaviyokal Hashem's imagination. And according to that, it wasn't created. Then a creation means that it comes into being, right?
No.
No?
Ramban's pshat is he created a substance, everything.
Healing.
Healing.
Formed from that each day, the things.
But a substance is already a creation.
Yeah.
So, but it's not that it was in a cup.
Sure.
So if it came into a substance, it came into being already.
No.
You didn't have a life force.
No, the substance was milk. In fact, it's snow. He says not the Ramban. The Ramban said it's like snow. That's what he used. He said shella.
We said that in Pirkei the Lezer.
We said that in Pirkei the Lezer.
Yeah.
So the Ramban is probably coming over there. So it's all one form stuff.
It's like a glob.
And Hashem took from the glob and created each thing and each day from the glob. Meaning he didn't create that. That's the only time he created ayin, yesh ma'ayin was one time.
When he created
after
the glob.
When he created the glob.
Which we spoke about there in Per Gimel, in Pirkei the Eliezer, that the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim brings this medrash, and he disagrees with it.
Mm. That each thing was
created with Yesh Me'ayin.
Yesh Me'ayin.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Al-Kupan, let's see what does the Medrash say. It says, Lefichach, therefore, meaning because the sun was created 45 minutes before the moon, Kol Ma'ase Chama B'Mesinus. Everything that the sun does is with Mesinus, with patience. V'Kol Ma'ase Levana B'Zrizus. And everything that the moon does is with haste. It's going fast. The sun travels slower than the moon. What does that mean? Says the Medrash. Mashachama me'alachas kol yemeis hashana me'alachas alavana liyem echad. What the sun travels in a whole year takes the moon to travel one day. What does that mean? Does that make any sense?
Going around the earth.
What the sun does in one year, the moon does in one day.
I mean, the moon circumnavigates the earth in a day. No?
We'd say we're not.
Yeah.
If you're looking from a geocentric perspective.
Yeah, we're going from a geocentric perspective. At least the words are from a geocentric. Huh. We spoke about that last week.
Yeah, the earth goes around the sun once a year, and the moon goes
around once a day.
The earth once a day. So that makes sense.
So it does not go around once a day.
It takes a month.
Yeah, that's the problem. So the Mefarshim say that this line is not really supposed to be here. It's a mistake. It doesn't make any sense, this line. What's supposed to be here is the next line. Ma'alechas halavana liyem kosha chama ma'alechas kol yemeis hashano ma'alechas halavana l'shloshim yoyim. What the sun does in 1 year, the moon does in 30 days. Which is not 100% accurate, but it's close enough. Right, that what the sun does in an astronomical year goes around the earth, at least from a geocentric perspective, the sun goes around the earth, so the moon goes around the earth in 30 days, which is now of Dafka 30. What were you saying?
Are you taking for granted that the sun is going around the earth and not vice versa?
We spoke about that last week. We didn't get to the bottom of it. We said a few pshatim, just because you guys weren't here. Just because you guys weren't here. One thing is, we could say that the Medrash is going from a geocentric perspective. You could say that, you know, they didn't know the science of the time. In that time, they know LP science, the sun really doesn't move and the earth really goes around the earth. The earth goes around
really
the sun. You could say that. You could say another pshat that we just mean from the observer, our earthling observer point of view, it looks like the sun is coming around us, so that's why the Medrash is using a geocentric perspective. Or you could say that the MS is that the geocentric perspective is the truth, and it's very hard to actually prove the heliocentric perspective simply because of relativism says that you can't really prove which one is moving and which one is stagnant unless you're completely outside of the whole circle, which we can't get outside of the whole circle because that would mean you'd have to be outside of the universe looking on the universe from a neutral point of view. What do you say about that? He's very into physics, so you know these things.
Sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay.
Drop the name Einstein.
Yeah, last week I said Einstein.
He says,
sounds good.
Once it, okay, then I'll drop the name Copernicus.
Einstein. How about Galileo?
He's
Kaiser. Who's Kaiser? He was only Kaiser because they were burning him at the stake. Okay, now we need some more information before we can go weiter over here. We just mentioned that what it takes the sun to do a year, it takes the moon to do 30 days. So that line sounds good, but there's a lot of problems with it, and it's lav dafka, and let's explain ourselves. First of all, when we're talking about the orbit of the moon, everyone agrees on geocentrism, that the moon goes around the Earth. That's already muskum l'kol. How long does it take the moon to go around the Earth? So technically, it takes the moon 27 and a third days to go around the Earth. 27 and a third days. Now, it appears as if it takes a little bit longer than that, simply because when the moon finishes its cycle at the end of the day, by that point the sun has already moved to a different location. So in order for us to lose the moon, there's more time because the sun is still shining on it. So the moon goes like this, and by the time it gets back to here, the sun is already here. So the circle is a little bit longer. Right? That's the understanding over here. So the 30 days is lav dafka. It's technically 27 and a third days. But more than that, Chazal tell us that how much time does it take for the moon to go around the Earth, even, let's say, in an observable way, accounting for the fact that it's still going to be longer than the actual orbit because of the fact that the sun moves. So Chazal tell us that it takes 29 days and 12 and a half hours. That's the number that Chazal tells us. 29 days and 12 and a half hours. Now the truth is like this. The Radal already points this out, and this is something that is going to come up in this parak a few times. That we've mentioned, we also spoke about this a little bit last week, that there's two ways of counting the tkufas. There's Shmuel's calculation and Rav Ado's calculation. Now, Shmuel's calculation is a rounded number, and Rav Ado's calculation is a more precise number. Yeah. We said last week that the halacha is that we go like Shmuel before Hesia. In public, we pass in like Shmuel. But the truth is, we go like Rav Ada. In more complicated things, we go like Rav Ada. We don't teach Rav Ada's calculations to the masses. We only teach Shmuel's calculations to the masses. Right? So in our parak, when we discuss the time of the Moilad, so we're going to go with around the Medrash itself is going to go with a rounded number, not a more precise number. But some later person added to our Medrash the more precise number in a lot of the discussions. So I put them in parentheses because the Medrash doesn't go with those calculations, but those numbers are still known, and they're still printed inside our Medrash over here, even though it's really a mistake. It's not supposed to be there. Okay, so we said that the calculation of the time of the Moilad from one month to another month, right, is going to be 29 days and 12 hours. And actually, it's 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. It's actually even more precise than that. But let's leave it at that. 12 hours, 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. Okay. So the first thing the Medrash is going to do over here is like this. It wants to know, it's going to tell us a trick. How are you going to be able to figure out, let's pretend that the moon was first created at the beginning of a Wednesday, right? Or Tuesday night, which is Leil Revi, right? Let's say that the moon came into existence at the beginning of Leil Revi. Yeah, let's quote that Mahalach, right? So now, when is it going to come about that the Moilad of the moon is going to be at the beginning of a day again, exactly at the beginning of the day? Let's say the first hour of the night of Leil Revi, that's when the moon came into existence by creation. So when is it going to happen again the next time that it's going to be the exact the first hour of Leil something? When is that? How are you going to calculate that? And how can you calculate when is it going to be exactly the first night of Leil, the first hour of Leil Revi'i again. How are we going to calculate that? Similar to how we're going to be able to figure that out, like we spoke about in the last parak, that when Tkufas Nisan is going to be Wednesday in the morning, so how are we going to figure out when is the Mailad going to be on a Tuesday in the first hour of the night? It's a sort of a similar nidoin, and it's going to work in a similar way, that there's two cycles, and the two cycles come together, whatever, right? So it's like this. From 1 month to the other month, we said, is 29 days and 12 hours and 45 minutes, right? Now, 29 days, 12 hours and 45 minutes, if you want to figure out how that's going to be affected in the, how that's going to be manifested in the day of the week, right? So let's say like this, 28 days is exactly 4 weeks, right? 4 times 7 is 28. You can pull out your calculator if you want. 4 times 7 is 28. So 28 days, that's exactly 4 weeks, right? Fine. So how are we going to figure out what's going to be the difference between 1 month, the moilad of 1 month, and then the moilad of the next month in terms of the day of the week, day and time of week? So we have left is one day, 12 and hours and 45 minutes, right? The 29 days, 12 hours and 45 minutes, minus 28 is one day, 12 hours and 45 minutes.
What is the moilad?
What is the moilad?
The moilad is when the
the moilad
be seen.
Yeah.
The first moment it can't be seen, or like
yeah.
There's a period of which it can't be seen. It's the middle of that period.
It's we'll get to exactly what the moilad is probably next week, not this week. But the way to calculate from one moilad to the other moilad is again 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. Which, if you want to go from days of the week, is going to be whatever it was this month. Next month, it'll be a day, 12 hours, and 45 minutes later. Right?
So it's very easy to calculate each month all by yourself. So
if you know one month, you'll be able to know the next month. Right? It's like this. So the Medrash is going to say like this. In 3 years, you have 36 months. Right? 3 years is 12 times 3 is 36. Right? In 3 years, you have 36 months. In 36 months, how far off is the moilad going to be, let's say, from today till 3 years from today? So whatever day the moilad is this month, in 3 years from today, it's going to be exactly 1 day earlier. Yeah? Why? Because in 36 months times 1.5 days, right? One day and 12 hours.
About 54 days.
It's 54 days. And now you have the 8 plus 45 minutes. 45 plus 36 is...
Times 36.
45 times 36 is... 24. 24, right?
A quarter of 36 is 9. 3 times 9 is 27.
What's 45? What's point? What's a point? 0.75, which is three quarters of an hour, times 36 is 27. So it's more than 24 hours. A little bit more than a day. Yeah. So you have basically 25 hours. 25. You have 1 day plus those 54 days is 55 days.
And 3 hours,
whatever. Right? No, why is it 3 hours?
Because it's 27.
Why is it 27? I'm sorry. Shtei Yudois Shah is 45 minutes. 0.75.
45? Oh, two-thirds is...
Shtei Yudois Shah is 40 minutes.
What?
Shtei Yudois Shah.
Ah, that's what it was. 40 minutes. It's 40. So what's 4? How do you put that as a fraction? As a decimal? Two-thirds. So 36 times two-thirds is 24. Yeah?
Presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, so that's how you get... Okay, fine. So Shtei Yudois is not... Okay, fine. So every time I said shtei yadayis and I said 45 minutes, it's, I meant to say 40 minutes then.
Let's start from the beginning and re-record over.
Yeah, let's re-record over, right? Al-Kopanim, so you have like this. You have your 54 days, and then you have this, that's the 1.5, 1 day and 12 hours times 36 is 54 days, right? And then you have the 45 minutes times, the 40 minutes times 36 is going to be another full day. So that's 55 days, right? Now 55 days is 1 day less than exactly 8 weeks. So that's how you have it, that in a period of 3 years, where the Molad will shift 55 days, it'll be exactly the day before of the week. So let's say the Molad this month is Wednesday, the beginning of the night. So next month, in 3 years from now, in exactly 3 years from now, the Molad will be Tuesday, the beginning of the night. Right? You chap the cheshbon? Fine. So that's how you'll get to have the Molad at the exact same time of the night. Now, how are you going to get it to be the same day of the week in the same time of the night? So you just do this 3 years, 7 times, and you'll get back to the same day of the week, right? So if
That's years, assuming a 12-month year.
That's what?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the Medrash is gonna sort of address that point at the end, but assuming a 12-month year, right? Which is not true, because it's impossible to have 3 12-month years in a row, because exactly, the way the Ibor works. But you're right, you're saying a good aura, right? But that's how you're gonna, so you have this 3 year cycle to get to the 3 year, let's say, trick or easy way to remember. Exact in 3 years from now, the Molad will be exactly 1 day earlier, and then if you want the Molad to be exactly the same time as this month, so you need to wait 21 years.
And that's also
7 times that those 3 year cycles. What?
It's also not counting the bode.
I don't know.
As an intercalation.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't get into that.
Okay.
And if there's an earthquake, it moves the Earth out of its orbit a little bit and stuff like that.
Or a meteor.
It's a whole day, plus or minus.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's the 2 months, and sometimes one of them gets an extra day, and sometimes one of them loses a day.
Okay, I'll compile like this.
What are you talking about? Cheshvan and Kislev.
Yeah, Cheshvan.
Yeah.
No, but that's all accounted for within the calendar. Within this.
That's within a month, but yeah.
That's all accounted for within.
We're talking about between months. I'll compare it like this. So we have so this 3 year cycle. What?
We were at 19 with the sun, 28.
28 with the sun.
And now we're at 21.
21 with the moon, right? 3 with the sun. We had 7 cycles of 4 years, and here with the moon we have the machzer katan, which the term machzer katan means when the molad will be the same time of the night. That's every 3 years, and then 7 machzer katans will break it the same time of the night at the same night of the week. Right, that's 21. Okay, now with that understood, we could begin to understand the next part of the Medrash, which is also based on what we learned in the last parak. Chart 3 goes through which mazel has rule over which hour of the week, right? So the next part of the Medrash is going to refer back to those charts, and it's going to refer to the mazals of those things. Let's read it. We'll read the Medrash inside now. Kol ha'yomim mishorsim l'resh molad levon l'achareyim l'mafreya. Each day of the week serves as the first day of the molad halavana going backwards. How so? Bitchilas lel revi'i resh molad levona b'shas shabsai. In the beginning of lel revi'i, meaning that looking on the chart, is going to be right, Wednesday. Resh molad levona b'shas shabsai. Shanatz kamal chash. Right, that's the Rosh HaTevis for the mazalos in the backwards order. ולאחר שלוש שנים של מחסר קטן, יום של אחריו תחילת ליל שלישי, ראש מרלד הלבנה בשעס נויגה. I'm not sure exactly why it says it like this, but it's not Tchilas Lel. It really means beginning of the day, right? So like this, if you have the Moilad, the creation of the world was Bashas Shabsai, which is the first hour. That's what it means. No, the night of Wednesday is Shabsai. That's what it means. The night of the night before Wednesday, being Tuesday night, right? The night before Wednesday is Shabsai. So then, in 3 years from now, the Moilad is going to be on Noiga, meaning the night of Tuesday, meaning Monday night, at the hour of Noiga. Right? Well, Acher Shal Yishanim Shal Machzer HaKotan, Chayzer Yem Shal Acher, Betchila Sal Sheini, Resh Melad Alavona, Bishas Tzedek. In 3 years from then, it's going to be Tzedek. Well, Acher Shal Yishanim Shal Machzer HaKotan, Chayzer Yem Shal Acher, Betchila Sal Rishin, Resh Melad Alavona, Bishas Koychav. In 3 years from that, it's going to be on Leil Rishin, which is Koychav. Right? Three years from that, it's going to be Friday night, Leil Shabbos, which is Madim. The first hour of Leil Shabbos is Madim. The next 3 years afterwards, it's going to go to Levana. ולאחר שלוש שנים שבח סרקותן חזר ליום של האחר בתחילת ליל חמישי ראש מרד הלבן בשעס חמה. And then 3 years later it's going to go to ליל חמישי, which is the night of Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, which is going to be the Mazlov Chama. ולאחר שלוש שנים שבח סרקותן חזר ליום של האחר בתחילת ליל רביעי ראש מרד הלבן בשעס שבסי. And then 3 years later, it's going to go to Shabsai. So after by 7 cycles of 3 years, it gets back to, in meaning in 21 years, it gets back to the same night, Wednesday, the first hour of the night, Shabsai. Right? That's what we said. Now the Medrash speaks out some of the information that I had given you already. B'shoa shenivra machzer gadol shelavana, esrim v'achas shana. The Machzer Gadol of the Levana, the Machzer Gadol of the moon, is 21 years. That's how much time it takes for the moon to go from being, you know, the Moilad is going to be Wednesday, first hour of the day. When's it going to next be Wednesday, first hour of the day? In 21 years from now. Shiva Machzerim Ketanim Yeshbei Mishalei Shalei Shanim. And there's 7 small Machzerim, Machzer Katans, and each one is made up of 3 years. And every 3 years, as we said before, every 3 years, the Moilad is going to be at the same time of the day, just a day of the week backwards, a day of the week prior. Fine. Says the Medrash, V'chol mazel mazel mishoris is yimei chodesh halavana. Each mazel serves the days of the lunar month. We'll get back. The Medrash repeats that in a moment. We'll get to that in a second. But this is another piece of the information that was important in what we were explaining. V'imei chodesh halavana, the days of the lunar month, are esrim v'tisha yamim, 29 days, u'mechza, and half a day, meaning 12 hours, u'shtei yidayis shah, and 40 minutes. Not 45 minutes, but 40 minutes. Unlike what I said previously, that it was 45, it means 40 minutes. And then we have the words, Ushivim Ushleisha Chalakim, and 73 Chalakim. So I put those words in parentheses, because as I said earlier, we're going to be working with rounded numbers. We're not working with exact, precise numbers. So these 73 Chalakim is not really part of the original Pirkei de Eliezer. It was added on later on because that's actually the more precise calculation. But we don't go with that we're not going with that calculation over here in the Medrash. So you could put those words v'shivim v'shalish chalakim in parentheses. The idea of chalakim is, what's the chalakim? And when they announced the Moilad by Kiddush Levana, they meant it was such and such time and such chalakim. What does that mean? So basically the idea of a chalakim is that the hour, the halachic hour, is broken up. No, the solar hour is broken up into 1,080 chalakim, 1,080 parts, fractions, whatever, right? Every one of those chalakim, this guy talks about it, the exact calculation, if I can find it. Every chelek. Every 18 chalakim is what we call a minute on the clock. And every chalak itself is three and a third seconds.
Three and a third seconds. That's every chalak.
Is one chalak.
That's it. There are 1,080 in an hour?
In a halakhic hour.
In a halakhic hour.
I think so.
That would still be going by 12 hours, wouldn't it? In the normal halakhic hour can range all year long. It's different. But the normal is 12 on the equinox.
No, it's not halakhic hour. It's a clock hour. It's a clock hour.
So there are 3 times 1... 3 divided by 1,000...
1,080.
80 is...
I don't know.
But that's how many...
That's how many chalak...
360.
360 times 3 is 1,080? If not, 360. 360. 360. 360. Should just 60. 360. Okay, no,
it's seconds.
It comes out to 18 per minute. Yeah. So, well, Al-Kopanim, our Medrash is not going with the more precise Cheshbon. It's just going with the Cheshbon of 29 days, 12 hours, and 40 minutes. It doesn't add in also the 73 chalakim. V'chol mazel u'mazel mishoris es yimais chedesh alavana. Each mazel has mishoris, it serves each day of the lunar month. Shnei yamim u'shmeina shalis. For two days and 8 hours. U'shleisha mazolis l'shiva yamim. And there's 3 mazolis in 7 days, if you want to break it up in like in an even way. Right? So if you refer to chart... Chart 4. If you refer to chart 4, so chart 4, as I mentioned then, was actually a mistake. I wrote that it's Nisan Iyar, but no, it's really referring to the solar, it's really referring to a solar month. And that's what we were discussing over there in Perek Vav, we were discussing a solar month. But now we're discussing a lunar month. I actually made another chart for this, but we didn't get it printed out. But the way it works, in the lunar month is similar, but it works out differently. In the lunar month, each mazel has shlita for 2 days and 8 hours. So the way it would, and it comes out that you'll go through 3 mazalas in a week. So you'll do like this. Now let's really talk about Nisan and Iyar, right? So Nisan starts with Tle, right? So Nisan is going to be the first 2 days, Tle. The third day is going to be Tle for 8 hours. And then Shor, which is the next mazel, for 16 hours. Next day is completely Shor. The next day is going to be Shor for 16 hours. So Sach HaKol, Shor is already 2 days and 8 hours. And then the rest of that day is going to be 8 hours of Tumim. And then Tumim. Right, so it comes out that you have 3 mazalas in 7 days, and then the next week you start with, you know, sartan, and then the next day is going to be sartan for 8 hours, and aryeh for 16 hours, and then aryeh, and then the next one is aryeh for 16, and besula for 8, and then besula, etc. You go through the whole month like that, right? Every 2 hours. 2 days and 8 hours is going to be a new mazel. That will come to exactly 28 days. Now when you get, that'll finish off the whole 28 days. Now, the problem is that a month, we said, is really 29 and a half days. So what happens to the last day and a half? So the Medrash says, it goes back to Tle. Hasar ha-masel b'resh chedesh ha-levana, the sar, meaning that mazel which starts at the beginning of that lunar month, hu hasar ha-masel b'sev chedesh ha-levana. That's the same mazel that's going to be shalit in the end of the lunar month. So let's say day 29 and the beginning of day 30 are also going to be tle. until the Moilad, which is going to start the next month of Iyar, which is going to start with Shor in the middle of day 30. Sometime in the middle of day 30. If we're going exactly even, so let's say that the extra, it's going to be an extra day and 12 hours and 45 minutes. So about like 12:45 in the afternoon. What? No, 12:40. I'm sorry, 12:40. I keep saying 45. But 12:40. No, not 12:40. Because it's going to be 6:40. Because the day starts with the night before, right? So it starts 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So 12 hours is going to be the 6 o'clock in the morning. And 40 minutes, so 6:40 in the morning, lo yitzur, that it was an even day, which it's not going to be an even day. But it's 6:40, like, a be'arach 6:40 in the morning is going to be the mailad of Shor, and then that's when the month of Iyar is going to start. And the next mazel will have its rule. That was astrology, not astronomy. Says the Medrash, achas balayla v'achas b'yoyim. The Moilad of the moon is going to be once during the day, once during the night. Meaning, because it's 29 days and 12 hours, right? So the 12 hours makes it that one day it's going to be day, one time it's going to be night. But as the Marzu points out, and again, the Marzu is not really written by the Marzu in this parak, it's really written by the father of the Maril, Diskin. The Marzu points out, it's not 100% true that it's always going to alternatively switch between day and night. Because Lo Yitzur, one time, the Moilad is a quarter of an hour before night, before the end of the night. So then the next month, since it's 12 hours a day, 12 hours and 45 minutes, that 40 minutes, I keep saying, 40 minutes, that 40 minutes that 40 minutes is going to make it that it'll still be night the next month. Right? So, but in general, it's always going to be one mylad during the day, and the next mylad is going to be at night. But there could be exceptions because it's not exactly 12 hours, it's 12 hours and 40 minutes. Fine. V'zeh ha'ayis shalhem, v'yera v'yivayker, and this is the simon. This is the trick to remember that one's day, one night, day, night, day, night, day, night. It's because the pasuk says vayera vayvayker. It says day and night, so you remember day and night. But ein b'chol moilad l'reish moilad l'shana abba ella arba yomim u'shmeina shoyis. Now we're going to tell you another trick. How are you going to be able to know? Let's say the moilad of Tishrei this year is, I don't know, such and such day at such and such time. Next year, what will be the Moilad of the same month? So the Midrash tells you, the Moilad from one year to the next year will always be only 4 days and 8 hours. That's going to be, that's always going to be what the Moilad is. How so? So it's a fairly simple calculation, if I got it right. Right? We have in one month, in one year, is how many months? 12 months. Right? So the
lunar year.
We're going with the lunar.
Oh, we're not doing with an Ibra year.
No. Not yet. We're not going to deal with the Ibra year till the end of the shir tonight. But okay, so in one year is 12 months, right? So how far away is the Moilad going to shift in 12 months? So like this. Every month it shifts a day and a half and 40 minutes. Right, so let's say
18 days.
A day and a half. I'm sorry, a day and a half. A day and a half times 12 is 18 days.
18 days and 8 hours.
18 days and 8 hours. Right. So now 18 days. If we're talking about days of the week, 18 days is the same thing as 4 days.
Right.
Because 14 divides it divides into 7 properly into as 2. Right. And you still have 4 days left. So that's 4 days and 8 hours. That's what it means. The Medrash, from one Moilad to the next Moilad, to the Moilad, then from one year's Moilad to the next year's Moilad of the same day of the year is going to be 4 days and eight hours. That's what the Medrash says. Ein ben machzor katan l'machzor katan el shleisha soyim. And in 3 years, so 4 hours, 4 days, sorry, 4 days and 8 hours, in 3 years, is going to be exactly 13 days. Right? 4 times 3 is 12, and then the hours is 7 times 3 is 24, which is another day. Right? So that's exactly 13 days. So from one Mawlid.
7 times 3?
7.
Is 24.
8 times 3. Sorry, is what?
It's 24.
That's what I meant. 8 times 3 is 24, and that's another 24 hours, so that's how you get exactly 13 days from any day, you'll pick any Mawlid, in 3 years from then, it's going to be exactly 13 days later, which goes back to what we were saying before, that every 3 years, the Mawlid is going to be at the exact, is going to be at the exact same time of the night, or day, just a day earlier. Right, 13 days is exactly 1 day less than 2 weeks. So right, so it's going to be, if you're looking at it from the day of the week, it's going to be exactly 1 day earlier in the week. There's another gifsa that says, Ein bein machzer godol lamachzer katon, but the Mefarshim say, no, it's supposed to say machzer katon lamachzer katon, which is from 3 years to 3 years. Also over here, when it says, how much time is there between one Mawlid till the next year's Mawlid of the same month, so we said there's 4 days and 8 hours, 4 days and 8 hours, and then it says also, Ushmayna me'ayis v'shivim v'shisha chalakim, and 876 chalakim, which again, the Mefarshim put in parentheses because we're not dealing with the calculations of chalakim, we're dealing without chalakim, where the Medrash over here is going in a more basic way of calculating it. Okay. Now the next lines over here in the Medrash, the Radal says, Chisaron ha-nikar yesh, but Chisaron ha-nikar yesh kan b'loshen. There is obviously something missing over here, and it's very hard to understand what the next lines are talking about, b'chal. The Marzu has a pshat, even though he says it's Dvarim bayu stumim, these are like hidden words or whatever. So I'm going to like skip these few lines over here. And we'll go to the words, Kol me'ari ar ha-gadaylim. You have it? You have it? What?
No, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Call me Ari Hadalim. You have it? It's on page Nun Zayin, the third line in that edition. Call me Ari Hadalim, the Sunan Badaram. All the great luminaries are in the south side, meaning of the celestial hemisphere. If you look in the celestial hemisphere, all the mazalas are on the south side of the celestial hemisphere. It's not talking about the sun and the moon, it's talking about the stars and the whatever. And the mazalas. Chutz min ha'egla, shehi nesuna batzafin. Except for the egla, which is in the north. I couldn't figure out what this means. The Radal seems to understand that egla is referring to mazal shar, which is Taurus. It seems to be that maybe Taurus is in the northern part of the celestial hemisphere, but I really couldn't get down to the bottom of it. If Taurus is the only one of the Yud Beis Mazalas, or there's six of them in the south, six of them in the north, I tried figuring this out on Wikipedia. I got a little bit confused. I'm not sure exactly what's happening. Also, if it means Shar, why does it say Egla? It should say Shar if it means Shar. So I'm not sure exactly how that works. If you guys know anything more about this, I guess not. Okay, what? V'chol ha-mazikim mahalchim barakia, or ha-mahalchim barakia, or ha-mahalchim b'karka. This is the other gears, is the Higger edition of Pirkei Diblis as the gears of b'karka. All of the mazikim, the damaging demons that go in either in the rakia in the heavens, or they go on the ground. These mazikim, these damaging creations, these spiritual damaging creations, v'hamalachim shenaflu migdulason, and the angels which fell from their greatness, u'mimikoyim kedushason min hashamayim b'yemei dar enosh, when they fell from their holy place in the heavens in the generation of enosh, which we spoke about in Perek Chaf Beis, about these different angels that were, they stumbled with the human ladies, when they fell from their high places, right? There's this notion known as the fallen angels, which I have to know if it's exactly the same thing, but we could call it the fallen angels. And the Nephilim, right, are giants that are descendants of angels and human women. Right? So these angels, kishahim oylim lishmoya dover me'achariya pargoid, when they come up to hear words from behind the curtain, in Perek Dalet we said that there's a curtain in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they come, these demons and these fallen angels come, and they want to come up to hear the words from behind the curtain. Hey, Misrat bin Bishavet Shel Eish, we spoke about that in Perek Dalet, they get chased away with a Shevet Shel Eish, with a scepter or a stick of fire, with a rod of fire. Like we said over there, that Hashem has a rod of fire in his hand. Kibiyachol, we don't know what that means, but there is such a concept. And they go back to their place. And this is also in the north, in the northern part of the sky. That's what the Radal says, that this is going back on in Paragimel. We said towards the end of Paragimel, when it was talking about Hashem creating the different, the winds from the different directions, we said that Hashem didn't finish creating the wind of the north side. Right? And the Medrash says that the north side is the place of Modor HaMazikin V'Zayvois. That's the place where the Mazikin and different spirits and demons and Ruchis and Shadim and Brakim and Ra'amim, all these things come from the north side. That's what the Medrash says over there. So the Radal says that our Medrash over here is referring back to that idea that these Mazikin and these fallen angels are also from the north. So there's the Mazel of Egla, which is in the north, which we don't know exactly what that means. And then there's these Mazikin and fallen angels, which are also in the north. Which also we don't know what that means exactly. Fine, weiter. So, like this. Going back to our calculations, we said that the lunar, you can use your calculator. The lunar month, is 29 days and 12 hours and 40 minutes. Right? Now that times 12 is how many days? 29 days, 12 hours and 40 minutes.
331 days.
329 days? 54 days and 8 hours.
Right. 348
and
then 12.
Yeah. Six. So 354 days and 8 hours. That's the technical duration of a lunar year. 354 days and 8 hours. Now, the solar year, as we spoke about in the previous parak, is what we call 365 days and a fourth, which is 6 hours, right? 365 days and 6 hours. So now the Shaila is, what's the difference between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar, and how could we reconcile those differences? Says the Medrash, Asar yomim ve'esrim ve'achas shoyis, almost 10 days and 21 hours, and then you could say in parentheses, Umasayim ve'arba chalakim and 204 chalakim. We're not dealing with chalakim, but there is a gear to that as in chalakim. So 10 days and 21 hours is the difference between the solar year and the lunar year. Yisayin yimei sachama al yimei salavana. The solar year is 10 days and 21 hours longer than the lunar year. V'ha'ibur nichnas lahashveis yimei shnei sachama im yimei shnei salavana. And the ibur, which literally means what? Pregnancy, the intercalation of...
Is it 21?
What?
365.6 minus...
0.25.
365.6 minus 354.3333333
bar.
Is 21? It's not 21, it's 7.9.
8.10. 354,
365
is
10 and a bit.
10.9
something. 11. 11. 21 hours, yeah, so that makes sense. So, I mean, that close to 11 is 10 days and 21 hours is close to 11. So that's how long the Yumei Sacham, the solar year, longer than the lunar year. And the Ibor, the concept of adding an extra month into the Jewish calendar, comes in order to make it equal the solar year with the lunar year. Now the next few lines in the Medrash, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but I think we could get the basic idea. The sun and the moon begin with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The sun begins going at its time, and Tle, which is the mazel of the first of Nisan, okay, that's chart one, chart two. We see that Tle is the corresponding mazel, is the mazel of the first month of the year, which is Nisan. Follows. V'chol mazalos v'shoshim achrev kedarkon. Right, and all the mazalos continue afterwards from Tle. Meaning, as the month of Nisan begins, Tle begins the mazel, the constellations of Aries become visible, and then they continue through the year. You see all the mazalos. And the same thing with the moon at night. You have Tle is also rules over the night of the month of Nisan. And that's the way it goes until the year of the Machzor HaKatan, which in this context, Machzor HaKatan doesn't mean Machzor HaKatan like we've been saying, but it just means till it comes to a year that you're going to have to do add a month. At Shnasa Ibor, until the Shnasa Ibor, the pregnant year, which is going to have a 13th month. Bo Ibor, when you have an Ibor, when you add a month, so what it does is it's Teichel Resh Beled Levana V'Emid Resh Chedesh Adar. It pushes off the Nisan and makes it that now it becomes Adar. V'chein Ad Shnasa Machzor Katan, not sure exactly what that line is doing here, that it does the same thing. Bo Ibor Teichel Resh Beled Levana V'Emid Resh Chedesh Teves, or another gift says Shvat or other Rishon or something like that.
Yeah, the Kain Ad Shnas Machzor HaKatan is 3 years. So this Ibor is going to affect the next 3 years.
That's what it does? That's what it means?
Makes sense to me.
It could be.
Because it's going to push the year.
Push it back.
29, whatever.
Off.
It's off for then until the next
until the next Ibor, when it brings it back. Something like it could be. I don't know exactly how that works out, but
and it's not of course every 3 years.
But what the Medrash is sort of saying over here is that the existence of the Chedesh Ibur sort of throws a monkey wrench into all of our calculations that we've made.
So it's like not even 3 years, but it's
a monkey wrench.
Does that render it like?
I don't know. Well, in terms of the mazalos,
mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how it works.
What does the professor say?
I think that's a shadow of astrology, not
yeah,
astronomy.
You said that you're well educated.
I'm pretty sure that mazalos is an issue of astrology, not astronomy. So it's not a scientific thing
that
that's visible.
Is well versed in these subjects. Yeah?
No, I said he's well versed in physics. I didn't say
physics. I got it wrong.
I'm not sure where he got that from.
Aren't you interested in physics? By confusing you with your brother?
What?
I'm confusing you with your brother.
I don't know how well versed he is in physics.
Then somehow after 12 Ibors, so the sun and the moon come back to the same spot, to the same place. I'm not sure exactly what that means. The next words, Shovin Latkilas Leil Revi Bishas Shabsai Bishas Shinivru, Mepharshim say that's a mistake. It's not supposed to say that over here. It's just that earlier we said that it goes back to where the time that it was created, so it says those words. But the words over here are a mistake. We'll just do one more line. And with this line, we conclude by repeating the most important piece of information that the Medrash says in different words. Ein bein moilad lemoilad el shleshem v'shei shoyis u'shtei yadois shah v'shivim u'shlesha chalakim. There's no difference from one moilad to the other moilad. What's the difference? The only difference is 36 hours, shtei yadois shah, which is 40 minutes, and 73 chalakim, which 36 hours is the same thing as saying 12 1 day and 12 hours. So it's repeating the same information. We already know that from one month to the other month, the Maalid is going to be offset by, in terms of the days of the week, it's going to be offset by a day and a half and 40 minutes. So I don't know why, again, the Medrash repeats it, but it does. Okay, I think I gave over something that I was able to explain. I hope you guys aren't more confused than you were when you came in. But that's what it is.
So, Be'ez Hashem,
hopefully we'll finish the Perek Be'ez Hashem next week. And then the week after that, we have karaoke night.
Karaoke?
And then, we'll Be'ez Hashem.
What are you
going to
have
karaoke?
What can I do?
Okay,
a good